That's what we like, a nice big showbiz introduction. I'm joined in the studio by Natasha Walby, who's talking about the Alternative World Pageant.
Hello.
What a nice cup of tea.
It is literally the best cup of tea I've had in ages. Yeah.
So it's not too strong and not too weak, I make my tea. It's just in the middle.
It is. It's good. It's a good cuppa.
I don't like people who just dip the tea. I had a friend, you know that man I was talking about earlier?
Yep.
I just said about, I played a song. I played a song for a man that I kind of really liked and then found out he was married. But he used to have a tea bag dipped in basically in the tea for about 10 seconds
no.
and then just no.
Like dishwater.
That's it. I should have known he was a wrong one from that point.
Yeah, that is a big clue. If they don't like a good cuppa, they're not good enough.
Yeah, it's not good enough for me. And then you come in to talk about the Alternative World Pageant, and as I've been mentioning earlier, it's all the W's, alternativeworldpageant.com. So firstly, what is the Alternative World Pageant?
It's, I suppose it's to kind of break the mould of mainstream pageants, really. It's something a little bit different. We don't have kind of strict rules and regulations around it. Simply that if a lady's over the age of 18, she can enter, no matter what her age, size, marital status, sexuality, race, any of those things. They are not important. It's about inspiring women and celebrating women, as opposed to making them conform, I suppose, to the ideal perfection image that we have at the minute.
What made you come up with the idea? Is it just because of the way the media is portraying? I think we've gone backwards, in fact. I think we've gone backwards with feminism. Mm-hmm. I'm not one of the people that say you have to, you know, I wouldn't actually say I'm a feminist, but I think we're going backwards in the way that we look at women sexualized. I think all the pop artists, and if you've got a great figure, that's fine, but a lot of them just look like dirty skanks.
Yeah, blow up dolls.
Yeah. But they do, and it's given, but it's given the wrong impression. If you've got, I don't have children, but if I had little girls, I would be very worried about what's affecting them when they look in every magazine and every video with people gyrating all over the place around poles all the time.
Oh yeah, it's true. Like, I have a 5-year-old son, and he gets embarrassed seeing music videos. He's five, all girls smell to a 5-year-old boy, but he doesn't like seeing them because it's a bit like, whoa, why does she not have her clothes on?
Yeah,
and that's fine. If that's what they want to do, that is fine.
But I think that we do need to celebrate. It's not, you can celebrate all women and all shapes, because most women are over a size 16.
Yeah.
It's actually probably going up now. And, you know, the people you see in the papers, you have to understand they've got their makeup artists and their hairdressers and retouching.
Like, if we all use that. Photoshop on our faces on a daily basis, we'd all look exactly the same. Yeah,
so is this the first year you've done the pageant?
This is. This is kind of the launch year. Yeah. So this is, I suppose, the test, really, to see how the public take it. But the reason I wanted to do this is I'm a photographer. I work with everything from commercial models to glamour models to reality TV people.
Yep.
So it kind of, speaking to a lot of the girls that actually model, they enter pageants and they were getting really frustrated that they had to have a spray tan, they had to have the perfect white teeth, the big bouncy hair, which is beautiful. Like, you can, that's what a celebrity looks like on TV, and they are beautiful.
Yeah.
But we don't all look like that. We can't all look like that. That's not how everybody is built.
Yep.
And there were so many other things, and kind of looking into it, I found that there was a lot of discriminations. You can't be a mother, for example, for most of them.
Mm.
You can't be married for most of them. The ones that you can be married in, you have to be, they actually say you have to be legally married to a genetically born male. Therefore, in a country where same-sex marriage is legal, you can't be in a same-sex marriage. And to enter as a woman, you have to also be born genetically female.
Right.
So transgenders wouldn't be able to take part in anything like that. And in this day and age, in this country where those things aren't illegal, it just didn't make any sense to me. And I see a lot of discrimination in my job anyway, on a daily basis, about size and height and all those kinds of things. And girls lose out on jobs because their waist may be half an inch too big, when actually they're amazing, they're phenomenal looking. And one of our applicants, I was talking to her only last week, and she's been told to lose 2 inches off her 26 inch waist. And that's disgusting. Like, she's a size 8 to 10, she loses 2 inches. It's, what are they doing? Like, they're just tormenting these young girls, and it's just not fair. So this is kind of standing up against that and kind of making a stand and saying, you know what, it's not just our physical appearance that makes us amazing, makes us beautiful. It's our achievements, it's who we are as a person and everything else around that.
I mean, with catwalk models as well, as you know, they are about 5'11" and above that, and they're very willowy shape. They don't look like regular people. If you saw them down the road, you would notice, because of them being so tall. So that there's a very small percentage of people actually look have got that look for the clothing
to have that, like, that they are born that way. And and amazing. Like, if I saw someone walking down the street like that, I'd be like, wow, look at the legs on her.
Yeah.
How amazing is
longer
she?
Than my body most of the times. My friend used to run a photographic studio in London. I remember that I've mentioned this story before, but I mean, this is quite a long time ago. I was walking down and there was a corridor, and in front of you there was a big long mirror, and I was like stomping down because I'm only 5'1", a bit chunky, and walking down, and I looked up, and behind me was walking Jerry Hall.
Oh.
And I kind of looked at her, and I looked at me, and I was like, oh Jesus Christ, like,
yeah.
And I couldn't get out, there was no other door, and I was like, quick, just run, I don't want to see this, I just don't want to see the comparison. But no. She was just, you looked at her and you're like, oh my, because when you see somebody like that, you are in like, wow, you know.
That's because it's very rare and it's very unique, but obviously they feel that is what sells their products and that is what sells their clothes. But I think we're changing a little bit. I think things like the Dove campaign where they use real women, I think that is amazing. I think it's great. Just a load of ladies, normal women, kind of enjoying themselves, having their picture done. Great. I look at that and I think, how fun.
Because if you look at your own circle, look at your own circle of friends, most of your friends are probably going to have a bit of a, if they have children, they probably might be a bit, might not lost the weight, or if they have, they've always been slightly bigger, but you probably have a group of friends that they're not all sort of, nobody's going to be stick thin models. No. So it'd be nice to kind of, you know, celebrate.
Yeah, we don't all look the same.
No.
And don't get me wrong, if one of my friends is looking amazing that time, like, well done girl, good on you. And if she has lost weight because she wants to, that's brilliant. But I do feel there is too much pressure to conform to this ideal glamorous kind of image. I'm a mum of two. I don't have time every day to get up and look impeccable.
Yeah.
Today I've got makeup on. Brilliant.
You look fantastic,
yes,
actually.
I'm glad I've got makeup on today. It's not always like that. If you saw me an hour ago, it would have been hair scruffed up, looking a mess.
You look fine. It's very, very, very pretty. Very pretty girl.
But yeah, the school run, we don't always look like this.
All right. No. I always look like this. I look like I've gone on a school run, and in fact, I have no children at all. Now, the alternativeworldpageant.com, how much is it to join, to actually get enrolled? Is there a fee?
There is sponsorship for the finalists.
Yeah.
That will be a business sponsoring them. In return, the business gets advertising and everything else around
Brilliant.
That is purely to fund the events that we're holding, so the final, so paying for kind of everything, it's so that it self-funds basically.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually teamed up with a charity called Ditch the Label, and they're a small charity based down in Brighton, and they are amazing. I stumbled across them and I kind of fell in love with them a little bit because they have a very similar ethos.
Yeah,
they are kind of an anti-bullying charity with a bit of a difference. They concentrate on older teenagers, but not just on the people that have been bullied. They concentrate on the bullies and trying to kind of coach them and find out why they're doing it and help them improve themselves. And they believe in the same things that we do, so everyone should be equal and everyone's beautiful for different reasons. So it's just perfect. So we will be doing funds for that as well. We will be doing donations and everything else for those, which is wonderful.
So when does it actually kick off? So you're getting people to go to the website, sign up. You've got to send a headshot and a full-length shot as well.
That isn't to judge them on, just so people are aware of that, because I do think some people get a bit freaked out about that. It's just so that we will be doing face-to-face interviews.
Yep.
So we know that you are the person who is turning up.
And can you wear makeup and do...
What they want. If they don't want to put makeup on, if they want to be in their scruffs, then by all means, be in your scruffs. They just come as they are. And that's one thing we are a bit different in. In one of our rounds, we will have an evening wear round like most conventional pageants, but we aren't going to say it has to be a floor-length ball gown in these colours.
Yeah.
If they want to wear trousers on a night out and that's what they think their evening wear is, then great, wear it, be yourself. And that's what it's about. It's about being yourself. So.
And when are the first heats going to start taking place? Is it
early
after
next
Christmas?
Year. Yep. Yeah, early next year. The Essex regional final is in May in Southend.
Yep.
So kind of we're now plotting all the different regions at the moment, and the summer should be when the big grand final will be, and we're looking at quite a lovely venue in London for that, just because it's easy for everyone from all over the country to get to. But Southend was a good choice for the Essex one, just because again it's got great connections and links and roads and everything else, and with the airport it's just easy.
So if you want to find out more, it's all the W's, alternativeworldpageant.com. And as you said, there's no sign up fee, and they'll be holding if you want to get involved in the Essex one, it's be January or
starting interviews straight after Christmas.
Right.
So yeah, we're going to be from January to kind of mid February taking all the applications, filtering them down, and then inviting them in to come and see us. So
it's all exciting times.
It is exciting. It's a bit scary because it's quite kind of the response we've had so far has been amazing. We've had a couple of hundred applicants already.
Yeah.
So it's a bit scary, but I'm really excited.
Do they have to have a special talent like they do on pageants? Do you have to like juggle something like cats or
no?
You don't know. Just,
no,
sometimes go, I've got a special talent. You go, no, we don't want to see that. Thanks very much.
No, if they want to show it, bring it on. I'm all for seeing anything a bit obscure. I love that. So
no cat jugglers. No cat jugglers. So you don't even have to have anything else. It's just to be confident in yourself.
We've got a few ladies with some really interesting backstories that have applied and some really inspiring women. So if you've got something like that, if you've overcome something or if you've achieved something, we want to know about it, because that's the point. We want to inspire and celebrate. So if you've achieved anything great, then brilliant.
Excellent. So you can find out more. As she said, it's open. As Natasha said, it's open to anybody over the age of 18 upwards. You can be in your 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s.
And 60, 70-year-old ladies apply through one of the online channels, which is amazing. Yeah. And they look phenomenal.
Yeah.
So good on them.
My mum looks really good. I always say about my mum, she's 84, but she's in a wheelchair. But she's very glamorous.
That is another thing. We are taking on people.
I just say I'll take her out for the day. Yeah. You're like, where are we? What are we doing on stage? Surprise! Yeah. She'd go mad. Actually, that'd be quite a nice day out. Just, here we go, Mum, you're on the stage. We go mad. She'd kill me. So if you want to find out more, it's all the W's, alternativeworldpageant.com. You're also on Twitter as well.
Yep. Which is ALT, so Alt Pageant.
Yep.
We are looking to get our followers up on that, so by all means, do check that out. And we do have a Facebook page as well, just Alternative World Pageant, so you can find us all on the social media.
And when's the closing date for people to enter themselves into the competition?
We're looking at January at the moment.
Right, is it the end of January or end of January?
Yeah, because we're going to start the first heats kind of January, mid-February for the interviews and stuff, so... Yeah, gives us time to get ourselves organised.
Brilliant. Well, I hope it all goes well.
Thank you.
And so it'll be quite funny for Mike. Come on, we're going out for the day. We'll be going. Don't you worry about it. Just make sure you do
just
yourself
bring
up
your
a bit.
To yeah.
That makes what I might do, you see that she could be a winner there in the wheelchair, wheeling her down and juggling cats. She's done.
She's in.
Thanks very much, Tasha. It's
Thank
lovely
you
to meet you.
Me.
Right, 11:42. Here's everything. I'll be back after this.